You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
During the communist regime in Poland, an American visitor was being shown around by a party official. The visitor asked the official, "Are you Catholic?" And the official answered, "Believing, but not practicing." The visitor further inquired, "Are you a communist?" And the official giggled and said, "Practicing, but not believing." The importance of our words and actions as disciples must be consistent with our beliefs in God. As a result of the inconsistency in the religious utterances and practices prevalent in the early church, and sadly today, St. James, in our second reading, exhorts us to be hearers and doers of the word. Oh, how easy it is to hear the word of God. But the real challenge for the Christian, indeed for every one of us, is all about the ability to translate the word of God into practice. And indeed, religion is all about praxis. It's all about praxis. St. James says, "Pure, unspoiled religion is this, simply to come to the aid of orphans and widows, and to keep ourselves uncontaminated by the world." The word religion means being tied to God with our heart and faith that does justice. And the best of religion comes from the heart that tells you to get up and care for the baby and the elderly parent. We are religious, bound to God, if we care for those who need our help, widows, orphans, the sick, the dejected, the distressed, all challenged in any way, the poor, those with terrible diseases. We care for those who need our help out of love for God who created them and loves them. And we keep our hearts uncontaminated by the evils of the world, selfishness, pride, greed, the concept that whatever we do is okay, regardless of its effects on others. Khalil Gibran writes in The Prophet, "When you love, do not say, 'God is in my heart.' Rather say, 'I am in the heart of God.' Because God himself is love, and his very nature is love. Therefore, he who is in God must love." Saint Ignatius would also write, "Love is seen in deeds, not words." The man who professes love for his wife, yet goes about bullying her, does not in reality love his wife, and vice versa. So it is not so much about verbalizing love, it is so much about us proving it. The faith we profess begins with God, for God is the first and the last. Moses gave the Israelites the great law of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. This simply tells us that our hearts are made of God. The first reading today, dear friends, asks a very pertinent question. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, whenever we call him? If God has loved us so much by being so close to us, let us then reciprocate this divine gesture by simply keeping his ordinances. The first reading, therefore, makes it very clear to us that God's statutes and ordinances are righteous. Jesus, in the gospel today, takes up the life of the scribes and Pharisees as a great lesson for every one of us. Quoting the prophet Isaiah, he says, "These people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men." Jesus calls them hypocrites, which may be seen as people whose whole life is a piece of acting without any sincerity behind it at all. And he accuses them of substituting the efforts of human ingenuity for the laws of God. The scribes and Pharisees worry so much more about the externals, just for showmanship, doing things and observing the law for the sake of the eyes, while the heart is far away from such gestures. And so Jesus is rather interested in the stirrings of the human heart, the personal issues that preoccupy us and influence our choices and behavior. The territory within, with all its complex emotions and desires, holds Jesus' attention. He knows that no external law can change people's hearts, even if it makes them socially conform. That is why, when he began his preaching, he invited everyone, "Set your hearts first on the kingdom of God." Set your hearts first on the kingdom of God. Jesus believes that when people's hearts are centered on God, they are emancipated from the litany of human regulations that would script their every move. For many of his hearers, what Jesus said was bad news because it contradicted the tradition they honored. We call it good news we call it gospel, because it is a word that liberates us from a world of endless regulation. It also challenges us and invites us to live a religion of the heart. To have a heart for Jesus and his values. This will always be our real business as Christians.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.